But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Anybody know that the word has validity? That anything you need is in the word.
Welcome to the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. For the next 30 minutes, get ready for some dynamic teaching, preaching, and insight on the word of God that will guide you to your destiny as a believer. At the end of the broadcast, information will be given about their church location and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. Now let's join the Excellence in Ministry broadcast, already in progress.
Satisfied with Jesus, but is he satisfied with me? That's the question I want to pose today. I am satisfied with Jesus, but is he satisfied with me? Some of you may recognize the first part of that subject, because that was the subject I used on last Sunday. I'm satisfied with Jesus. And that text, the sermon topic, I'm satisfied with Jesus, came from the text Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 through 12. I'm satisfied with Jesus. Now, some of you may know that I am on Facebook. Yes, I am. I'm on Facebook. And, you know, some have issues with Facebook, and that's all right. Some have issues with social media altogether. But I got a bombshell for you. Just like TV, cars, and computers, social media, I'm afraid, is here to stay. It is the times in which we live. And unfortunately, some use social media and use this medium, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, for negative activity. And in that regard, social media is a bad thing when people use it in negative ways. But I choose to use it as a means to share positive information. I use it to talk about scripture and to share some scriptures. I use it to talk about our church, and I use it to give good news about our family and sharing photos like everybody else. Because I recognize that whenever I put something out there, it can potentially be seen by over 3,000 persons instantly. So some of you may know that I also post previews of my sermons. I would place previews of what I'm going to preach. I may put the topic, and I will put the text, and also would say, "Come, Holy Spirit." And then after I preach, I usually provide some highlights of the sermon that I have preached and talk about the worship service that we experienced. And I'm surprised at how many persons respond and who are waiting to hear and see those highlights and those previews. As I move about, there are persons who say to me, "I thank you for your post. I thank you," because you never know just how much something that you said or shared touched my life, and I needed it at that moment and at that time, and it blessed me. So on last week, when I posted what I was going to share, I posted the text and I posted the subject, "I'm satisfied with Jesus." But while I posted that, there were some persons who responded to my post with this question: "Is he satisfied with me?" Because I posted from Philippians 4, 10 and 13, talking about how Paul, that in spite of his external condition, conveyed his internal contentment as Paul expressed his joy, he expressed his peace, he expressed his satisfaction in Jesus, that regardless of his circumstance, because of Jesus, he knew he could take any situation that he faced. So in a world where people are looking for satisfaction in all the wrong places, I was pleased to declare that I'm satisfied with Jesus. But when I saw the post and the response, "Is he satisfied with me?" I got to tell you, I had to deal with that. I had to deal with that question, because perhaps there are others who feel that way. Is Jesus satisfied with me? I'm clear in the fact that I'm satisfied with Jesus, but I want to know today, is Jesus satisfied with me? And my brothers and my sisters, I believe in a real core way that that particular question may be at the heart of why many people do not come to church, and why many people have not yet given their lives to Jesus Christ. Because they may wonder if they are in fact good enough for Jesus. They want to know, do they measure up to what Jesus is looking for? And because they feel that they do not measure up and can never measure up, they stay away. As a matter of fact, they're looking at us and wonder what we're doing up in here. Because they look at our lives and they say, we don't measure up either. So I had to ponder that question. As I pondered the question, is Jesus satisfied with me? I came to this conclusion. You want to hear what it is?
Yes.
No, you don't. The conclusion that I arrived as I considered the question, is Jesus satisfied with me? The answer that came back to me is yes and no. That's the answer. Yes and no. What do you mean yes and no? I'm glad you asked the question. Yes, because he's satisfied with me, because God loves me and God loves you just as you are. But no, because even though he loves you the way you are, he does not want you to stay that way. Y'all want to pray with me today? That what he wants is for us to come to him just as we are, but we're not to leave like we came. The Bible from Genesis to Revelation is replete in expressing this truth. But the text that sums it up for me best is the one before us this morning, John 3:16-17. And as you know, the entire Gospel of John was written by John to prove to Jews and ultimately to the world that Jesus was the Christ, the Messiah of God, so that they might believe, and that by believing they may have life in his name. So in our text this morning, we find Nicodemus, who is in fact a ruler of the Jews, who comes to Jesus by night and asks the question, "Rabbi, we know that you are a man that comes from God, for no one can do these things unless God is with him." And Jesus answered and said, "Surely I say unto you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." You see, Jesus understood who he was talking to. That Nicodemus, and I call him Nick at night. Nicodemus, who is a ruler of the Jews, who is a Pharisee, comes to Jesus because the Pharisees in that day were considered the interpreters of the law. They were pious and they were legalistic and they were bent on upholding the tradition of the Jewish law and faith, and they upheld it in the strictest sense of the word. So Jesus is explaining to Nicodemus who he was and why it is that he has come. And this is when, as he is explaining himself to Nicodemus and helping Nicodemus understand this notion of the new birth, he comes down to verse number 16 to help Nicodemus get a clear understanding that may go against the understanding of the Pharisees. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever," I love that, "believes on him will not perish," will not die, "but will have everlasting life." And I can never say John 16 without throwing in John 17. "For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved." Anybody glad about that today besides me? Hallelujah, somebody. I'm almost through. I'm raising a question today. I'm satisfied with Jesus, but is he satisfied with me? And this text is tailored to teach us that yes, he is. But at the same time, no, he isn't. Because there's some things that he has done, but at the same time, there's some things that we also must do. First of all, as I consider this text and raise the question that God is satisfied and Jesus is satisfied with me, we see in this text that God so loved the world. That helps us understand that there is, in the first instance, a holy compassion. Let the church say holy compassion. Holy compassion. When you think about the awesomeness of God, when you think about the omnipotence and the omniscience and the omnipresence of God, why would a great God be bothered with the likes of us? What can we possibly do for God? What have we possibly given to God? How is it and why is it that God would be bothered with us? Well, the answer to it is that he is motivated by love. "For God so loved the world that he did something." That's a holy compassion. And I want to use that as a definition of compassion: love in action. And as I said before, that love, real love, must express itself. That God, who is full of love, that the essence of God is love. And because God is love, love must express itself. And God expressed himself in making you and I the crown of his creation. As you look about everything that God has made, you look at the stars in the sky, you look at the sun in the sky, the moon, you look at the grass of the field, the trees and the flowers of the field, the beasts of the field. Why did God provide all of that? And if you notice, he made that before he made us. And because he loved us, God knew what we would need before we even needed it. And out of his love, he loved us so much that he gave us air to breathe. He loved us so much he gives us water to drink. He loves us so much he gives us food to eat. He loves us so much he gives us clothes to wear. He loves us so much he gives us shelter over our heads. He loves us so much that he gives all of that just to prove he loves. Anybody glad about the love of God? But not only that, he loves us so much that even when we fail, even when we left him, and even when we rejected his love by the disobedience of Adam and Eve, that he did not throw us away. But God worked out a way to bring us back to himself. And God goes on an odyssey of love, and he uses through history all kinds of individuals and all kinds of situations just to bring his people back to himself. Just because anybody glad he loves you? And that's the message of the gospel, that he loves you so much he wants everybody to understand, those who know and those who don't know, that he loves you.
Praise 100.9 and 92.7 listeners. Get ready for a minute with the doctor.
Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. People of God, the armor of God contains seven vital components for Christian living: truth, righteousness, peace, faith, salvation, the word of God, and prayer. It is no secret that Satan wants to kill, steal, and destroy us. So if you are not equipped with this armor, your fight with the enemy will leave you powerless against his tricks and deceptions. However, children of God, Satan is already defeated. So the good news is, all you need do is use the armor of God as intended and watch the devil flee, because he already knows the outcome. And that is a promise from heaven. Please come join us at Little Rock AME Zion Church for our Sunday morning worship experience at 10 a.m. For more details, call 704-334-3782 or visit our website, www.littlerockamezion.org.
Come as you are. But for God's sake, don't leave like you came. I had to come as I am. One day, can I tell you this, my testimony? I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down, thou weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. So you know what I did? I came to Jesus as I was. I was weary, I was worn, and I was sad, but I found in him a resting place. And he's made me glad. You want to hear my other testimony? I was sinking deep in sin. I was far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within. I was sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters, he lifted me. He lifted me. Did he lift anybody over here? Did he lift everybody over there? Did he lift anybody over here? He lifted me. And safe am I. What was it? It was love. Love that lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted. Give God praise if you're glad about it today. I'm satisfied with Jesus, and he's satisfied with me, in that I can come to him as I am, but I can't leave the same way I came. Anybody glad about that besides me today? Last thing, and I'm through. And if we consider that, ponder on that question, we see there is a holy compassion. And we see it's not human condemnation. That all that's left is a heavenly celebration. That's what he wants to get us to, you know. He wants to get us to a heavenly celebration. That whosoever, he does not condemn you, but through his son, you and I can be saved. Through him can be saved. I know y'all may be tired of this story, but for those who didn't hear it before, it's a very important story for me to tell. And it's the bus story. I call it the bus story. You remember that story about the bus on the way to heaven? There's a big bus on the way to heaven, and it's traveling up the road to heaven, and Peter is manning the gate. And Peter is all upset because he looks at the list and he sees who's on the bus coming to heaven. He's about to lose it because he looked at this list. He sees there are murderers on the bus, and there are dope addicts on the bus, and there are gangsters on the bus, and there are thieves on the bus, and adulterers on the bus. There's some gossipers on the bus, and some liars on the bus, and some cheaters on the bus, and some Tea Party people on the bus. There's some gay people on the bus, and that bus is on its way up to heaven, and Peter all upset talking about somebody go get God, because there's some people on the way up here that should not be coming up here. There's some liars and murderers and gangsters and robbers and gossipers and drunkards on the bus. Somebody get God. And God said, Peter, what's your problem? He says, well, God, look at this list of those who are coming up here. These people ought not be coming this way. And so God says, well, Peter, I've discovered what your problem is. Your problem is that you're looking at the passengers, but I see the driver, and that's my son driving that bus. And I said that whoever would come through him is all right with me. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I'm going to come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you will be also. I'm talking about a heavenly celebration. I've come by here to make an announcement that even though your life may be raggedy right now, and even though you may be struggling with things right now, even though you made mistakes sometimes, there's a heavenly celebration, because the Bible says, and now, beloved, and now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when we shall see him, we will see him as he is, and we shall be like him. The Bible says, being confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. I'm so glad I don't have to depend on myself, but I can come through Jesus. Jesus says, there's only one way unto the Father. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm so glad we can get there by Jesus. Jesus is the way. He's the airway to the Almighty. He's the byway to our blessings. He's the doorway to our deliverance. He's the gateway to glory. He's the stairway to salvation. He's the roadway to righteousness. Anybody glad? He's the way. If you hook up with Jesus, you can get to God. I'm so glad that through Jesus, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. I'm so glad that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. I'm so glad that I can do all things through him. I'm so glad that all things work together for good to them
who love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. I'm so glad that one day we will hear the question asked, oh death, where is your sting? Oh grave, where is your victory? Well, the sting of death is sin, but the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ. I'm so glad to encourage you. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I'm satisfied with Jesus, and one day he'll be satisfied with me if we will give the best of your service, telling the world that the Savior's come. Be not dismayed when men don't believe you. He'll understand. He'll understand, and he'll say, well done. If when you try and fail in your trial, hands sore and scarred from the work you begun, pick up your cross, run swiftly to meet him. He'll understand, and he'll say, well done. Oh, when I come to the end of my journey, weary of life, and the battle is won, I'll carry the staff and the cross of redemption. He'll understand, and he'll say, well done. You fell down in the mud, but you got back up. Well done. People talked about you, but you prayed for them. Well done. You were left out, but he brought you in. Well done. Well done. Well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on up, and I'll make you ruler over many things. I'm talking about a heavenly celebration when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory. Anybody glad that God is satisfied with you? Lord, have mercy. No. See, none of us can sit here and tell you that we got it all together. We don't.
Thank you for tuning in to the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. If you are new to the area and seeking a church home, please feel free to come by our location, 401 North McDowell Street, just minutes from Uptown Charlotte. Our order of services are as follows: 9 a.m. Sunday School, 10 a.m. Morning Service, 12 noon Wednesday Midday Bible Study, and 7 p.m. Evening Bible Study. If you want to know more about what's going on at Little Rock, you can visit us on the web at littlerockamezion.org. Also, if you were blessed by today's message and want to obtain a copy in its entirety, call 704-334-3782. That's 704-334-3782. Little Rock AME Zion Church is a ministry with so much to offer. They have ministries for adults and children, choirs, missions, and outreach that helps inside the church and the community as a whole. And of course, this radio broadcast where God is glorified, Jesus is magnified, the people are edified, faith is fortified, and ministry is multiplied. Be blessed and tune in next week for the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker on WPZS Praise 100.9 and 92.7 and PraiseCharlotte.com.
You can listen to the word by going to www.PraiseCharlotte.com. Podcast tab on your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone, where you will discover podcasts designed to inspire, motivate, and entertain. Praise listeners, log on to www. www.praisecharlotte.com and click on the podcast tab and hear the word. Also, if your ministry wants to be a part of the Praise Podcast family, here's your opportunity. Slots are available. Call 704-548-7854. That's 704-548-7854.